This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
This is Ray Hanania with the Arab Daily News Podcast, and I got a great guest. He grew up in the Windy City in Chicago, which also has a great history of the Chicago Mafia, but he's Jordanian, and he's an Arab, and he's a great friend of ours, and he's a stand-up comedian, Ramzi Swayze. Ramzi, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. It's only 12 o'clock here in California. It's been 82 degrees since I've moved here about 4 months ago, every day in the 80s. I kind of miss the snow. I'm not trying to make anyone jealous.
We'll be happy to send it to you. Believe me. Just snowed again today. But listen, would you run to California to get away from the mob indictments?
After I had that publication in the Orland Park Prairie, there were people saying that they were going to call Homeland Security.
Really?
And I actually had Homeland Security look at my LinkedIn profile.
Now,
I felt like I was ushered out of your Chicago.
You were chased out? You were chased out of the Chicago area? Now, when I look at you, you are a frightening Arab-looking dude. That's for sure. I know it scares me sometimes. But, you know, you're a small guy. I mean, you know, these guys in Homeland Security, I think they wanted you because they have a tough time catching the 9-foot dudes. They can get those 4.5-foot guys like you.
Yeah, I could just run between their legs, you know, like a four-legged animal.
Now, listen, in all seriousness, Ramzi is a great guy. You've been doing some great stuff. Your YouTube channel is skyrocketing. You do funny stuff. You know, we're both Arab, obviously, and humor, you know, everybody says the Egyptians are humorous, but the rest of us are not. Yet, some of us, like you and me, have gotten into comedy and humor. What made you get into comedy? Why did you want to pursue comedy?
It was my calling. I was featured in an Indie Authority magazine, and I mentioned that I just felt like I was a calling since birth, and I'm writing a memoir, which is difficult because you don't know when to end because, you know, your life is like a memoir, but it was always my calling, and I just wanted to, I knew that when you step foot on the stage and when you initiate the comedy into the comedy world, that there's really, it's very hard to hang it up, and so I wanted to hit it as hard as I can. And I didn't want to, it's not like, you know, at the carnival where you hit that gong and that thing like flies up, you know, and it measures your strength. It's just that, you know, I don't like to repeat jokes. I've tried.
That's your motto, isn't it? I don't repeat a joke. Isn't that your slogan?
Yeah, that's the name of my YouTube channel. I have 67 shows at 37 comedy venues from Chicago and L.A.
That's phenomenal.
And yeah, I just had a show on St. Patrick's Day. I went to 3 different comedy clubs. I ran into Chris Hardwick, who interviewed Tom Hanks at his radio station. Chris, he was in his Jaguar, and he stopped in the middle of the street to talk to me.
Wow.
Yeah, the incredible thing. And he said, I'm incredible, and he's like... he told me, you know, that's hilarious, but, you know, how about if people don't laugh? And so basically, you know, a lot of people, everybody I've ever talked to, they give me an A-plus for effort. And, you know, and when you move to L.A., for example, where they take, where they're very business-oriented, even with something as silly as comedy, there's 3,500 comedians. And, you know, like when I went to the comedy store, everybody writes their name on the wall, but there has to be some way to harness that power because,
right.
you know, people with a sense of humor, they're the life of the party, they're icebreakers, they have a keen sense of awareness, they're able to read people, and so we need to, there needs to be a way to, a platform for them to succeed, and that's what I'm trying to create, and that's what I've created in the last 4 years, and I've had so much support, especially from you. You know, you were my first, you interviewed me on last year, of 2 years ago in July, and that has 302 plays.
And, 302. Thanks for embarrassing me. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Ramzi.
That's a lot. I'm joking with you.
Hey, listen, you said, I'm reading your bio, it says you've had a colorful and frivolous career. I think that's phenomenal. And you work construction, you were a pantry cook in college, and you're very clever as a writer. You said you studied at 6 alternate colleges, which basically means you flunked out of 6 alternate colleges. Yeah. But you're a trained boxer, too. I mean, I'm like, you know, you're doing a lot. I mean, I'm really excited for you because you're all over the place and you manage to grab funny stuff from every place you go.
Exactly.
You said at 19 you wrote a novella about 5 of your girlfriends, Joy, Faith, Hope, June, and Grace.
Exactly.
And then you said you performed surgery on it 12 times. Now, I know we all want to be doctors. What did you want to be? I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever imagine yourself being a funny guy, comedian, comedy writer?
Yeah, you know, I was always the wingman. That's the lingo these days. You know, I'm like the mediator. My profile on LinkedIn, on Facebook actually says court gesture.
Yeah. You're like the ace of hearts on the American Most Wanted list, right? And that deck of cards that they handed out during the Iraq War. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I a marriage counselor was always something I wanted to do,
because you could sleep with the women that were having problems. I get it. Very clever.
Yeah, exactly.
Very clever.
So I'm the messenger. I'm the mediator. You know, I'm like the messenger, like in South Park. You know, that guy that always gets killed, that always gets shot down.
Right.
So, like I said, you know, people give me a for effort. And
Kenny, they killed Kenny.
Yeah,
that's funny. And then listen, you go to the Comedy Store. You said in L.A. That's huge. I mean, and you're doing comedy. Is it easier to do comedy in L.A. as compared to like in Chicago? That had to be tough in Chicago, but you did well here. But is it easier out there on the West Coast?
Well, there's a lot more, it's a lot, everybody is between like 20 and 25, and it's jam-packed, and what they do in L.A. as opposed to Chicago, there's almost as many mics, but they have lotteries. So if there's 45 people that are called, they're going to call up only 30 of them through like a lottery.
Really?
So I did have a show on St. Paddy's Day, and it was very, very successful, and, yeah, I performed at 37 venues. All of those venues are, you could see them on my I Never Repeat a Joke page, which is on Facebook, has 4,000 followers. And
Half of them are FBI agents, but don't worry about that. That always helps.
since I've been working for the Arab Daily News, I've had just a great time, and I've had so much reception. You're 170 shares on my first article.
And your ranking on the FBI's 10 most wanted list is boosted up a little bit too. You're really moving up there, Ramsey. Now, do you do comedy about being Arab, or do you do general topic comedy? What type of comedy do you do?
Well, the one comedy that I don't do, I do all sorts. I have themes, and I do acts. I incorporate improv. I've hired 9 people to be on my show. I've done fundraisers for autism, and I've made a biopic on an autistic kid, and he's been selling them for $20 each.
Wow.
Because, you know, autistic people, they can't find jobs, and he's made about, you know, like $400, $500 already. So the only comedy that I don't do is that I don't like to talk about, like, personal. Like Kevin Hart, his first special was called Feel My Pain, where he was kind of clowning on everybody in his family. And,
right.
You know, you want to have a, you want it to be, you don't want a gray area. You want it black and white, and you don't want to go to church and have people say, well, why'd you say this about me? Or
and being Jordanian, you know, with those big scimitars, when they're not using them at weddings, those relatives get pretty upset with you.
Yeah, I mean, I did do a family reunion, you know, and I talked about...
Did you do comedy in front of them?
Yeah, there was people that flew in from the Middle East.
It was
episode 53 at the Doubletree Hotel in front of 90 Swices.
90 Spices. That's a title for a book, Ramsey. Not 90 Spices. You got to use it. And just to remind listeners, we're talking with Ramsey Swayze, who is a great comedian. I met him a couple years ago. He's funny. He writes for the ArabDailyNews.com. He's our humor editor. And his theme is I Never Repeat a Joke. And I think that's the name of your websites and YouTube channel. Where is it if people want to get information on you? Where do they go online?
Yeah, so my website, RamseySwayze.com, it's not live yet.
Okay.
It was, it's been a few years, and it's the most incredible website, but it's not live yet. If you go there, it'll say, under construction. But, if you just type me in, I have a funnierdie.com/RamseySwayze, twitter.com/RamseySwayze, youtube.com/ I Never Repeat a Joke. And since I've been hired, my numbers are skyrocketing. Good. I had this woman send me a tribute saying that she's my biggest fan, and my dad and my sister and my friends are like, just completely flabbergasted. I did a show during the Oscars, which was so cool because every time I told a joke, you could hear a bunch of applause, and it wasn't from the audience, it was from the TV. So it made me look really cool. But just this month, for example, I've had 12 new subscribers, 11,645 more views. And since I've been with you, since I've been under your arm or whatever, I've been...
Part of my cell, we'll call it. Been part of the Hanania Arab cell in Chicago, that'll help get you a few more ticket sales for FBI agents. You were saying, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm just, from my 6 articles, they've been getting so much reception. I met with Winona Ryder's brother, and he said he's my number one fan. I met Josh, I walked past Josh Brolin.
The way you say that. You walked past him.
Well, I didn't. He was with this blonde woman, and I didn't want to say, "Hey, can I take a picture with you?"
I would have wanted the picture with the blonde woman. I would have wanted the picture with the blonde woman.
I have 780,000. Well, actually, I have 1,300,000 or 1,000,000, a 1,003,000. But it didn't. There's a lot of changes that take place on YouTube, and they won't count.
You're one of our top writers at the Arab Daily News. One of your stories, I think it's in your first one, I Never Repeat a Joke, is our fourth ranked story on the website. And I'll tell you, the website's been getting 80 to 90,000 hits a day. So in recent weeks, we've been doing well, and a lot of them are going to your columns to read your humor, because everybody does love humor. Humor is so important, don't you think?
Yeah. And when I was published in the Orland Park Prairie, I was hired as a comedy teacher, and then they went bankrupt. So that class is for free on my Facebook page. And so I taught people how to brand. I do a lot of collaborations. I've had 36 interviews in 8 countries. And so when I wrote I Never Repeat a Joke, it took place in a span of one night. I did. I kind of explained how it is, a day in the life of a Arabian that never repeats a joke, because, Christian Arabs, they're very, it's very... it's a rarity, and for somebody to kind of, hang their balls out there, that's what makes, somebody great. It's about laughter, and it's about, performing in front of 200 people, which I can do, but it's also about striking while the iron's hot. And my last article, it was inspired by the New Yorker. It was an article from like 1946 that I read, and I just saved it. I'm like, this is so cool. But it was so outdated that I kind of had to, freshen it up. And, I Never Repeat a Joke, kind of like a modus operandi. I think it's ranked number 3 or 4. And then my freedom of speech, which I explain how the freedom of speech is becoming more of an expression of hatred. because of social media
right.
and Facebook and Twitter leaving people in the dark and, you know, causing all these car accidents and cyberbullying. So that's really, at the end of the day, I Never Repeat a Joke as a platform, not only for comedians by comedians, but it's also a platform where people do not have to stay indoors because, honestly, it's going to cause claustrophobia. And all you do, and people say that, they're like, Ramsey, I just read all these jokes on your Facebook page, and you just go out there and you say the same jokes that are on your Twitter feed, you know, and it's that easy. And I was hired by the Midwest Comedy Festival to have a festival in L.A., you know, so I'm networking as much as I can. I was also hired by You and I Are One Network to do 13 fundraisers at 13 casinos in Mexico.
Wow.
And my parents said that that might not be a good idea because Mexico is very dangerous.
And people might think you're Mexican, arrest you, and send you back across the border.
Yeah,
now, do you take a beating because you're Arab? Do people, one, know you're Arab right away, and then when they do know you're Arab, does it cause a problem, or do they think you're something else when they first see you?
I usually always say, you know, or by my name, people, because it's an Egyptian name, people will know. It's all in good fun, you know. Yeah, I am pretty resilient, and I definitely think, and I've always hear that that's a very common tribute of, you know, Middle Eastern people. And when I was in the Middle East last September, I visited my dad's home, and I shot a little movie about where he grew up and, you know, how funny it was because it was 11 people in one room, basically, or like 12 or 13. But anyway, I invested $7,000 in a comedy club and,
wow.
in the Middle East. Yeah, and I, you know, I gave it to my cousin, and she turned into this really fabulous cafe called Fenwa Chai, which means art and tea in Arabic. And it's so amazing, and she wants me to go there and work because she also has like an art treasury because, you know, art in the Middle East, it's something that's looked down upon. It's
yeah.
not a flourishing. Yeah, it's the Muslim Brotherhood, they say, or whatever. They want nothing abstract. You know, they don't want any gray area.
Don't they? And don't they get upset? I mean, you know, more in the Middle East than here in the U.S. And people hate us in the U.S. because we're Arab. In the Middle East, they hate us because we're making jokes, and that's haram. You know, we're celebrating and we're happy. And they go berserk. You know, I want to go out there and I want to perform with you over at your sister's club, you said?
No, my cousin, Linda.
What's the difference?
Yeah,
sister, cousin, it doesn't matter. Your cousin. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, but just like
your wife, your cousin, hey, what's the difference?
But just like you said, when you go there, I mean, everybody is frowning. You know, they call it a dumping ground.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, I mean, if you're sitting there and people are out there sitting in chairs drinking, you know, coffee and just joking around, why not congregate? You know,
yes.
why not
have
go
fun.
To a nice cafe where, you know, they have a mic set up, tell some jokes,
socialize,
stream it live,
yeah.
you know, try to be more business-oriented, you know, try to start be an entrepreneur, you know?
So what's next for you? I mean, what should we be looking forward to, you know, in the next few months or the coming year?
Yeah, so I was going to perform at the bomb shelter. Ironically, it's called Today at Noon. But again, they have lotteries, and I don't know if I would have been called up.
That was that why? Listen, I feel like I kept you away from your big break. You know, anytime an Arab can perform at a place called the bomb shelter, okay? And I always wonder why there aren't more Arabs in comedy, especially since it's the most violent thing we could do. Kill the audience, slay the audience, break a leg, don't bomb. I mean, you know, why weren't we more drawn to this faster? So I kept you from performing at the bomb shelter. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not sure. So,
well, I worked with Arabish. They
yes, I love them.
Some of them were Arabs and some of them weren't. And you're right. There isn't as many Arabs, but we are hilarious.
Arabish is a great group.
Yeah, it's so obvious that Arabs are just, they have such a great sense of humor, and they have a great pulse on what funny is. But I'm working with this Jewish kid named Gabriel, and I did
they
a
even
show
steal
with
our names. Holy moly! They
what
steal our food. Now they're stealing our names, Gabriel.
Well, he said his mother's Jewish and his dad was has ancestry from Lebanon, so he's somewhat Lebanese too.
Ah, okay.
And so yeah, it's nice to have somebody that you know you can that knows and could plug you in. I mean, I did 5 shows at 5 different clubs, and then I did my 6th show with him on St. Patty's Day.
Wow.
And he's kind of plugging me in, and I'm meeting, you know, a lot more people. And I'm going to do my 7th show probably at the Comedy Palace or the Bomb Shelter. But the knack that I've done since I moved here in the last 4 months is doing a different comedy club every single show.
Right. Is that because, and that's another great way that you take basically, you've been fired from every comedy club, and you keep going to a new club. I love the positive way you take everything and turn it into a positive. You know, Ramsey, my wife, as you know, my wife is a Jew. But I didn't know she was a Jew because I thought she was Jewish, kind of a Jew, which I thought was okay. But, all right, Ramsey, listen, we love you. Any final thoughts before we let you go? Because I feel terrible that you're not at the bomb shelter ducking, you know, grenades and stuff.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. The coolest thing about L.A. is that they have a lot of contests, and that's something you do not see in Chicago. So I'm going to be doing a lot of contests. You know, if people want to subscribe, I have 151 comedy. They're all comedy videos, pranks, shout-outs, roasts. My Rihanna roast has 4,000 views. It's hilarious. My Barack Obama roast has 600,000 views. Just, you know, Rahm Emanuel parodies.
I love
it. And Rolling Stones. So, yeah, I mean, that's my final thought. If, you know, if you're drinking coffee, having a beer, eating lunch, and, you know, a microwave dinner, just go ahead and pull up I Never Repeat a Joke. You know, and I would love to collaborate. If anybody is in L.A. or when I come home in Chicago in a couple of weeks, anybody wants to collaborate or work together, even if you're in Detroit or, you know, overseas, we could do a collaboration online. And I'm always looking for work, and I'm open for work. So
anybody,
and yeah, look forward to my 7th column. It's going to be called In the Lion's Mouth, I think.
So anybody out there who is homeless and needs a place to stay in L.A., if you're a terrorist on the run from the U.S. government, you happen to be out in L.A., look up Ramsey Swayze, R-A-M-Z-Y Swayze, S-W-E-I-S. It's called I Never Repeat a Joke. If they type that in on Facebook or Ramsey Swayze, they can find you on Facebook and friend you. They should do that. They could go and look up his YouTube stuff, these roasts that he does with Rahm Emanuel and roasting Rihanna and President Barack Obama. They're hilarious. Ramsey, honestly, you're one of my favorite people. I'm so happy to see you doing so well, and we wish you more success. And it was a real pleasure, you know, having you on our podcast.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleure, and you're one of my idols, so it just made it that much better, and I look forward to working with you more being in touch with you, and I think we have a really bright future. So
well, I prefer if you didn't refer to me as your idol. Maybe a golden calf might be okay, but idol kind of gets into all that pagan crap in the Middle East. We're both biblical, but we don't want to go back there. Believe me, it wasn't a good neighborhood. Ramsey Swayze,
my
guest.
Golden calf.
All right. Ramsey Swayze, my guest. Remember to look him up on Facebook, on YouTube, on the internet, Ramsey Swayze. And also check him out at thearabdailynews.com. Ramsey, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.